My story. Let's just jump in at, you've already been told from Adam our lives between nursery and now, pretty much, but let's jump in at 15 to 17. I'm very happy with my life at that stage. I'm really enjoying it. Rugby was great. School was great. Friendships, great. Was living the life of a normal 15 to 17-year-old guy, I think. I was pretty convinced, though my parents were Christians and I'd been around churches, I was pretty convinced that God didn't exist. I'd read all that stuff in my philosophy classes and it seemed to make sense. And so it meant that there was nothing really wrong with what I was doing, whatever it was, which maybe we don't need to go into details. But I began to have a nag. That there were things that I was doing either on the rugby pitch or in my relationships with people that weren't right. But logically, rationally, I couldn't work out why I had that nag, because if God wasn't there, then there was no right or wrong in that sense. And I remember praying a prayer, because I was really fed up about it, really, and I prayed a prayer, I just couldn't shake it, that was something like, God, if you exist, please show yourself to me, you've got a week, which is outrageous, isn't it? Slightly terrified. I spoke to friends, I spoke to people who were Christians, people who were professing to be Christians and now aren't, and people that weren't. And I woke up one morning feeling very happy and convinced that God did exist, and I can't really tell you why. I had no idea who the Lord Jesus was at that stage, but I told my parents, I said, I believe that God exists. I thought that was all I needed to believe. And they said, well, why don't you come along to a church weekend away, and went along to a church weekend away. I can't remember who was speaking in the meeting. I can't particularly remember what he was talking on, except that he kept talking about being free from guilt and not feeling guilty for what we had done. But I didn't understand that at all, because I still felt very guilty about all these things. And I had no way of dealing with it. And I got more and more frustrated at the back of this meeting. And as people left, I grabbed a man who I thought was a straight-up sort of guy. He was a Northern Irish man called Yule. And I said, I don't get it. I don't understand. And he explained to me that Christ had died to pay the price for my guilt. It was no wonder that I still felt guilty, because I had not asked for forgiveness and I did not know how to be forgiven. And he explained to me the gospel. He explained to me that Christ had died in my place and that I was given all that was his. And he said, shall we pray? And I said, yes, please. He said, what do you think? And I said, I don't really know. And then he prayed again, and we, at some stage in that time, I thought, this makes sense. It went home. And I began to trust that Christ was my Savior, had died for me. And I've been trying to follow him ever since. I've been to university and made all sorts of mistakes along the way, studying theology and getting all of that wrong. But God has been so gracious to me in holding me close to him. And I trust that he will continue to do that for the rest of my life.